Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Seghi. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Seghi. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter takes first base on ball four. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Kaline scores. Northrup moves to third. Demeter moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Aguirre moves to second. Jose Santiago now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump bunts towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Aguirre moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aguirre scores. McAuliffe moves to third. Lump moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Lump scores. Cash moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup strikes out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 6-0, Tigers. Fred Talbot now pitching. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demeter moves to third. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aguirre is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Bryan reaches second base with a double. Reynolds moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Bryan scores. It's 7-2, Tigers. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. 1 out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a line drive into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Talbot hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aguirre is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Charles reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson juggles the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bryan strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt bunts between the mound and first base. Talbot scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirt for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Bill Roman pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Bill Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 8-3, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Westock now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Denny McLean now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Westock. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sanders pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campaneris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bryan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Wirt moves to third. McLain moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cash is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Wirt scores. McLain scores. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 11-3, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Green reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 11-4, Tigers. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-4 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.